This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that winter storm? Whoa! What's up with that bad boy? Man, it is. They said something like 70% of the nation is wrapped in cold right now. Global cooling, I suspect. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We had a rousing earlier part of the broadcast. I hope you check it out at KJRadio.com. Download it. Get it to friends. We talked about the rich tax evaders of D.C., a new television show sponsored by the Yarbrough fan, Joe Yarbrough and Mika Brzezinski. Tax evaders. We talked about Barack Obama's security record. Yeah, not so good. We talked about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just call her Ocasio-Cortez. We got to shorten it to just AOC. You down with AOC? Oh, you know me. I'm down with AOC. Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's supposed to be the big deal now for the Democrats. I happen to think that they're trying to fool somebody. They ain't fooling me. They don't like her. They don't like her. But anyway, this winter storm. Winter storm engulfing the nation, canceling flights. Oh, I thought TSA was going to do it. I thought that if the president didn't open the government, that TSA was going to shut down. Well, you know what it did? You know what it turns out? Old man winter. Old man winter. The white dude dropping the white stuff on people. Oh, take that, Black Lives Matter. Old man winter, he's a mean-spirited racist. He knows black people don't like the cold. He'll keep you inside. Oh, man. No wonder I don't have a national radio show, right? I mean, it's national, but we spread the word ourselves. But that's why they don't want me to be on, you know, like the broadcast news. I don't know, because they feel like I'm too controversial. I might say something that'll offend the sponsors. See, that's why my friend Dan Bongino, Dan doing a one-hour podcast, making over $1 million a year with a one-hour podcast. This dude is living the dream. I get up, I do a three-hour show. It goes to podcast as well. And we are making a dime in radio. Dan looked at me when I told him that and went, Kev. Here's what he told me. Dan goes, Kev, call me. Call. It was so funny. Dan's like looking at me like, man, seriously, call me. I gotta help you, bro. Oh, man. Put in a call to Dan, say, hey, man, we'll make it happen, brother. We'll make it happen. Old man winner. See, and what I love about podcast is I don't have to give a crap. We keep this show PG-13, and I'll tell you mostly why. Because one of my first big station was Salem, down in Florida, where Joe Weaver and Barb Yoder took a chance on my show. And Salem is a religious-based show. And by the way, I'm a Christ follower, too. Yeah. So I look at my show and I say, look, if you're a 13-year-old kid, I want you to listen to the show and, you know, and you would enjoy it. But you could enjoy the show and not, it wouldn't be Howard Stern or something like that. That's what I want. And I also respected the brand of Salem because it's a very Christian-oriented station. So that's why I did that show. By the way, while I'm talking about Barb, Barb is cancer-free, and she's back at work, and I couldn't be more excited. She had pancreatic cancer, and she beat it. She's cancer-free. So, Barb, welcome back. I hope you got the flowers. We are so happy for you. I could not be more happy. So that's a WGUL-WLSS, folks. And I'm hopeful that we can do something together soon because we did a comedy event with the station years ago, and I'm hoping we can do something. So anyway, the weather. Grounding all these planes. it's got the northeast or whatever, you know, the typical storm, you know, the weather where it hits and it's freezing up there. It's not freezing in Phoenix. Now, if we were having a winter storm like that in Phoenix, maybe the weather freaks, I call them the farcists, the climate change farcists, would have something to say. They become a joke. See, because no matter what's going on in the world, there's weather that's changing. No matter what the weather, they say it's man's doing. Every year, we create weather records. It's either, this is the lowest temperature we've registered on this day, or it's either the highest temperature we've registered on this day. Somewhere in the country, oh, by the way, somewhere in the world, weather records are being set every single day. Amount of sunshine, amount of rainfall, heat, humidity, winds, dust, whatever. And it's been happening since the world formed. And these people want you to believe, it's a man that's doing it. Man that's doing it's killing people. It's hotter than usual, colder. I live in Arizona now, and, you know, the temperature, I know it's going to be hot in the summer. And they'll go, well, it's our lowest temperature ever on this day. It's 107. Wow. You know, whoa. Or let's say it's the lowest temperature. It's normally 107. And they go, it's 93. Jeez, wonder what happened. What did man do? Some dude, what, in China changed the thermostat? Farcists always say the same thing. You would think, based on these global alarmist farcists, that all the world could be Hawaii and we would still be this manageable ecosystem. They don't seem to get that in order for something to be cold here, there's got to be a warm front that comes in. In order to get rain, the cold and the warm has to combine and condense, etc. And in order for you to have that beautiful packed snow and veil where you own your $3 million condo, some precipitation has to fall. And here's what the real irony of it all is. They're the ones destroying the planet. Yeah. They're the biggest polluters, you name it. They're the worst. But they want you to pay for it. See, they make it their cause. What have I told? Don't make me tell you what I tell you about leftists. If they tell my cause, I'm for the environment. Go watch how they live. Oh, they'll separate their trash a little bit, but they'll be the biggest hogs of electricity and all this other stuff. Don't trust them as far as you can throw them. They are disingenuous liars. Call them farcists. That's what they are. But they call us alarmists. Global. We're the alarmists. We don't believe it. The deniers. They call us deniers. That's what they call us. We call them alarmists, but they call us deniers. I call them farcists. Anyway, they're a joke. And you know what? That's why I talked about them. We got a lot more to talk about this hour. Trump haters, leniency for ISIS.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Candlelight and cold chablis. Those little things never meant that much to me. Because she loves me. I don't know what she sees in me. She loves me. I'll follow where she leads.
That's my favorite James Ingram song. She loves me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hope you... My producers are like, dude, what are you doing? I love James Ingram's music. I really do. He did a song at the very end. He said South Africa. Like, it was a protest of South Africa, which of apartheid, which, by the way, is legit. But so many people are so caught up in the politics and things like that. And he didn't need to do it in that particular song. But I got it. I did. I understood it because, it was apartheid in South Africa, the way they were treating blacks and all that. But it's one of my favorite songs, but he put that at the end. He wasn't a revolutionary. He's just a good crooner. I miss the crooners. I don't know about you guys, but all dudes, you know, all that hip hop and stuff. Some of it has good beats and I like it, but it's not music, man. I don't want to sound like that dude, you know, that old dude. But yeah, oof. And here's something else interesting. I don't know if you guys know who else died this year so far. There's a critical person who died, and her name is Bernice Sandler. And I know you probably, you're going, who the heck is Bernice Sandler? But she's called the godmother of Title IX. You know what Title IX is, right? Yeah, Title IX is where, you know, they made it to where girls have to play sports and all this other stuff. But here's her, the thing about her death. She died on January the 5th of this year. She says, I naively assumed that because sex discrimination was wrong, it must be, therefore, illegal. It was not. She wrote this in 2017. And here's what they say about Bernice. And I bring this up because we have a similar project going on that falls right in line with what she did. And it's called Seeking Educational Excellence. Go check it out, seekingeducationalexcellence.org. But here's what they say. From a very young age, Sandler became used to the practices of sexism, being told girls were not allowed to do what boys could do. She would later admit that she had been ambivalent about the feminist movement. But while she was teaching at the University of Maryland in the late 1960s, she pushed for equality on behalf of women in higher education. Let me interrupt and say, rightfully so. Women should be able to be chancellors, professors. I don't know what was plaguing women at the time, but there's nothing that should stop a woman from having whatever role she wanted to have, right? So I agree with her. I agree with the movement. I tell people all the time, if that had been the case back then, I would have been a feminist. I mean, if I'd been politically active and of the age, I would have been a feminist. Yeah, equality for women. She says, telling the Labor Department that in an industry-wide pattern existed, armed with data. And here's where you're going to look at what SeekingEducationalExcellence.org is going to do. She filed complaints against more than 250 universities and colleges. Her advocacy would become the basis of Title IX, the 1972 civil rights law that banned sex discrimination by educational institutions receiving federal funds. Let me tell you, if you want the boilerplate of what my team is going to do, you just got it from Bernice Sandler. And as much as people may not like me, you know, I don't know what people think about this. I think this woman was spot on. They call her a feminist, but she's not a feminist that you go, oh, she's a rabid feminist, she hates men. No, she does not. She wanted women to be equal in education. She was targeted, she was specific, because it impacted her. She's looking at her peers and saying, these women are just as capable of men that are doing the same jobs, et cetera, et cetera. It is the same cause of blacks when we had legitimate concerns. In the 1960s, we're doing menial jobs when we could be doing the best jobs. Watch a movie called, Mos Def. Doggone it, can't remember the name of it. But I'm telling you, he plays a professor, he plays a black man who cannot become a professor, but he revolutionized heart surgery, and he had to work right alongside a white guy. And God, I got to remember this movie because it is an amazing film. But Mos Def, M-O-S-D-E-F, look it up. He's with Alan Rickman in this film. It is absolutely amazing. And it was the same period where this guy's working as a carpenter, and he could do intricate carpentry. And when work dried up, he started working in a hospital as an assistant and assisted a guy, Johns Hopkins, who became one of the most well-known surgeons on the planet. It's not Gifted Hands. That was Ben Carson's movie. It was a research on blue babies. I know this movie cold, and I can't understand why I can't think of it right now. But anyway, going back to Bernice Sandler. So over the years, they say Title IX would help open the playing field in athletics, admissions, financial assistance, and protection against sexual harassment. So the fallout of that, which, by the way, was good. If you watch Mad Men, you understand what she was fighting for. You know, women could only be secretaries and things like this. And I think it hurt sports in colleges to a larger degree because it took a lot of the money, put it into women's sports, and neglected the thing that brings in big money to colleges. However, that being said, it got girls into athletics, and these young women can experience that same exhilaration of a young man in athletics, and therefore be more confident about themselves going forward. I think that's why these millennial women are not nearly as snowed by the Hillary Clintons of the world and the Kamala Harris and all these other, whatevers. They're not as snowed because they have a level of confidence that says, I can do what I can accomplish what I want to accomplish. Now, some people may find it a little barbaric to see women fighting, in pugilistic sports and things like this, or even competing at all. There are some high society women, believe it or not, and I'm not talking about conservative women. I'm talking about these leftist women that it's so unladylike for a woman to go out and play, kick a soccer ball, But I'm glad some of that money went that way because young ladies pay their college tuitions like everybody else. Now, I know men's sports drive colleges, but you know what? We can help, and I think we have, and I think that needs to be recognized. But this woman is a pioneer, and I'm going to tell you something. Seeking Educational Excellence, we are going to follow in her footsteps and sue mega colleges and universities for exactly the same reasons, except it will be geared towards the dumbing down of black folks. If you want to be a part of this, go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, let us know, or contact us here, kjradio.com, and get in the game. I mean, this lady's a pioneer, Bernice Sandler. I want you to remember that name. She was a feminist doing the right thing at the right time. And the long-range implications are being felt on this. Keep in mind, this is in the 70s, folks. We're going to do the same thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built.
We have other wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. His appearance comes one day after prosecutors started working to share evidence they've collected against him as they prepare for trial. Stone was asked if he plans to cooperate with the special counsel.
All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People aren't talking much about this next story, but boy, what a serious win for Donald Trump that's gone unheralded. Before I even get into this story, let me say this. I found an article in Politico that said something about 139 things Donald Trump did under the radar. And you should go back, if you can find that article, you should look at it. And the things that they were sort of alluding that Trump did bad that are all good stuff. It's funny to read it. When you read it in the context of what happened, what they predicted and what happened, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable to watch it. How wrong can you be, Politico? Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm not wrong about anything. Because see, I have an opinion. And my opinion is my opinion based on my life experiences and some smarts that I've gathered over the years. And I don't profess to know everything about everything. When people bring me a topic or a subject, I go, here's my opinion about that subject. And my opinion is right 100% of the time, even when I change my opinion. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about knowing who you are and saying, you know, I used to believe this and now I believe this. But at the time when I gave my opinion, it was still correct. That's how you got to remember. Now, that's not moral relativity. I'm not talking about, yeah, I used to think that, you know, lying was okay, but now I don't anymore or whatever. No, it's not moral relativity. You know, that was a bad example. But you guys know what I'm talking about. My opinions can evolve. They can do things. But at the time I gave my opinion, it was the right thing for what I was thinking at the time. And you're okay to evolve. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, but make sure that it's been a true evolution. Make sure it's been a true evolution. That's all I say. Anyway, this story is interesting to me because Donald Trump, in my opinion, is officially a one-man wrecking crew for leftism and specifically leftist media. And I want you to check out the carnage because we talked about this. When Donald Trump first called the media fake news, I don't think most people didn't think it was going to stick. Probably, we really didn't believe it to be fake news. It was like, nah, they stretched it a little bit, but it's not really fake. I know it's a bit of an opinion. And, you know, so we did the old Valley Girl. I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe so, but not really. I mean, come on, Donald. Right? We weren't exactly sure. And Donald Trump stuck to his guns. He's like, ah, it's fake. It's fake. See, Trump has keen skills of observation, and he pointed out what we suspected, but we overlooked, that the media actually creates news, and that news is fake. They don't care what it is. All these reporters, and I use my finger quotes, are out there trying to figure out, how do I one-up this guy and get, you know, into the best office and all that. Think of Charlie Sheen and Wall Street, right? Looking for the easy out. How did Trump figure this out? And we didn't. What makes him so special? Well, Kevin Jackson will tell you. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. So Donald Trump put himself downrange in the target zone when he dared to run for president, wait for it, as a Republican. Now, let's be clear. The media would have tried to destroy Donald Trump even if he were a Democrat, but not for the reasons that they're trying to destroy him now. See, only because nobody was supposed to challenge old cankles, big butt Hillary Clinton. But that aside, Trump, if Trump was a Democrat and didn't have to deal with Hillary, he would have never uttered the words fake news. If Trump were the Democrats' choice, he wouldn't have had to utter it. He would have been like, hey, you know, the news isn't new. It would have been an advantage that he would have taken, just like filing bankruptcy as a business owner. You say, it's an advantage you gave me. What do you want me to do? He's not going to be, you know, this fake news has me in polling way ahead, but, you know, I'm not going to be optimistic. You know, he would have never said it. But he did say it, and it's been devastating to the media. And here's what the Spectator reported. There has been so much wailing and rending of garment over the weekend about the layoffs of some writers, editors, and other staff at BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett. Were you aware of this? Huh? I'm looking at you over my glasses going, "Were you? Did you know? Did you know?" Yeah, I don't think you knew. It goes on. Naturally, the affected employees are upset and inclined to blame malign forces beyond their control. Predictably, the primary villain to emerge is President Trump, who had the temerity to tweet that the real problem is the market. Here's what he tweeted. Fake news and bad journalism have caused a big downturn. Sadly, many others will follow. The people want the truth. This is not what unhappy folks want to hear, but Trump is right. That's what the writer wrote. Trump understands what many journalists refuse to acknowledge. The news business is a business, and the customers are dissatisfied. I'll let you think about that a bit. Are you dissatisfied? Let me tell you, nothing bugs me more than I see a headline and I go, God, can you just do a headline that doesn't try to lead me into something? I told you guys the other day about this headline of Amazon and their facial recognition software in both, not only Amazon, but IBM and Microsoft as well. And they go, Amazon's facial recognition software may be racially biased and cops use it. Well, what are the cops at? If that's the product that they're getting, what are you mad at them for? But they got to put the cops in it, right? Because that's what you do. You got to continue to demonize. You got to figure out where to, you know, and maybe it's somebody going, oh, this will make it that much more salacious where I'll get a few more readers because I need those clicks, man. I need the clicks. Somebody, let me tie myself off here real quick. Okay, go ahead. Put the needle in and get me some clicks. Like drug addicts. Anyway. So, to go on, this thing says, according to Gallup, the public has now less confidence in the news media than in banks, big business, organized religion, the medical system, the military, public schools, the presidency, the police, etc. This is true for all news sources, including television, newspapers, and the internet. Moreover, because the erosion of public confidence in the media has been a consistent decades-long process, it cannot credibly be blamed on attacks by President Trump. I'm going to stop there for just a second because here's what I'm saying. All this has been brewing from the Clarence Thomas hearings, which is, and I bring that up because the justice told me himself, he quit paying attention to the media, then he shared with me that story that they had lied about him retiring. He says, they'll pull me out of here in a gurney. That's the only way he's leaving the Supreme Court. And I thought to myself, amen, first of all. But I was shocked that he had never mentioned that. And that was my wake-up call. And I started ringing the alarm bell then, going, guys, you can't just look at a title and go, boom, here it is. Right now, you know what the latest one is? Ruth Bader Ginsburg is okay. She's been spotted and she's out golfing. Ruth was seen skiing with sharks in Lake Michigan. You know, it's like, and it's fake journalism. How many? I watched this show. I told you guys of this kid. It was a legitimate show, and he was found out to have been lying about most of the stories that he wrote. Want to know why? Because nobody bothered to fact check it. Nobody wanted to do their job and just say, you know what? Our reputations are on the line here. We've got to change things. If you read the book Outliers, they talk about the Korean airline industry. You should read it. The Korean airline industry was dangerous for a long time. Wreck after wreck after wreck. I mean, crash after crash after crash, killing people left and right. And they found out that these guys were reading newspapers where they couldn't see warning lights. They weren't doing pre-flight checks like they should have been. They were ignoring warning lights when they were coming on. They were drinking and smoking cigarettes beneath the plane while it was being refueled. It was crazy. It was a wild, wild west over there. And they got to the point where the Canadians wouldn't allow the Koreans to land the plane in their airspace. They got degraded by America's FAA and so on and so forth. And they couldn't figure it out. I mean, it was such an eyesore that the Prime Minister of Korea or whatever they call the guy said, "Look, this has to change." This is when it was Korean Airlines. It became Korean Air. And you know what it took to change it? It took people going, we are a culture that prides, a prideful culture, and we are losing face in the world through our airline industry. And so the head person in Korea got involved. He gave a contract to a new airlines and said, "We're not flying Korean Air until you get it together." And then that group said, "We have to go back to our cultural roots. We have to go back to pursuit of excellence. That it is a stain on our family. It is a stain on our country if we don't do better." And now, Korean Airlines is one of the best airlines flying. Democrats, leftists are going to eventually have to go back to
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What I find unbelievable is the bullying in traditional media. That I think there are some traditional media outlets that are getting ruined by this administration, and it ruined by their own deeds. That, you know, there are certain networks and newspapers that are very clear on who they are and what they feel, and that's fine. I mean, if you put yourself out as, you know, somebody who supports Trump or is, like MSNBC, is against Trump, at least you get it. You know what you're getting. But when you pretend like you're objective, but you're not, and you are angry, and you are, you know, you are trying to kill and bully, I think that is killing, and I don't think they know it yet, but I think some of the trusted names in news are not trusted anymore because of this. And, you know, what I think it's so preposterous that, you know, Kanye West went to see Trump. He got trashed. Steve Harvey went to see Trump. He got trashed. You know, they went after me for seeing Trump. So I guess the solution is nobody should see him. It should be a boycott. That is so stupid.
That was Harvey Levin talking about the media meltdown, essentially validating what I've been talking about with Donald Trump and why he's been so successful in crushing the media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want to just play some clips just to give you an idea, because essentially there was a media meltdown. They're firing people at Washington Post, at Huffington Post, not Washington Post, but at Huffington Post, at AOL, Yahoo, etc. And it's a frenzy. BuzzFeed, and it's a very simple reason. They're all so anti-Trump. They're liars. People no longer believe the media. Here's Piers Morgan talking about the media. Well, actually, before we do that, there's an investigative reporter that said 8 years of Obama destroyed the media. Here's a clip.
The use of anonymous sources. Glenn, you have said that the president's right when he says some of these leaks are illegal, meaning people are sharing information illegally. But you say it's justified. Why is it justified?
If you look at the reporting of the people who are on this panel, what you see is that some of the most important revelations that have strengthened American democracy have come from people inside the government, as Dana said, discovering information and then giving it to reporters because they believe that the people have the right to know that their leaders were engaged in illegal or deceitful conduct. That's what happened with the leakers who exposed General Flynn's lies. And although the conduct is illegal, it's also, in my view, quite noble because it strengthens democracy. The problem is that if you look at the last 8 years, there has been a very concerted war on not just sources and whistleblowers, but also journalists, implemented by not Donald Trump, but by the Obama administration. More sources prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act than in all previous administrations combined. Journalists such as James Rosen at Fox News and Jim Risen at the New York Times, and those of us who work on the Snowden reporting, constantly threatened with prosecution or having our phone records subpoenaed and the like. And Democratic office holders in D.C. were virtually unanimous in the idea that people who leak information that's classified are villains, they're traitors, they ought to go to prison. And this framework has been created, both rhetorical and legal, over the last 8 years that says that people who leak classified information, regardless of how important that information is, ought to be punished. And that's the rhetoric and the framework that Donald Trump is seizing on. And it's the reason why it's been so damaging to have watched Democrats who suddenly love leaks, now that it's helping them, have waged such an aggressive war on journalism and investigative reporting over the last 8 years.
So there's a guy telling the honest truth about what Barack Obama did to the media. And they were still in triage. And it's because they weren't reporting the truth then. And people woke up to it. Here's Piers Morgan. There's two parts, but he's talking about the Trump war with the media.
So you left 3 years ago. Since then, thanks to WikiLeaks, we've learned a lot of detail about CNN colluding with the Democratic Party during this election. Were you shocked by it?
I was a bit, yeah. I mean, I don't know how directly involved CNN were, but I do know that when you look at what happened with Donna Brazile and some of the other characters involved, it stank, frankly. And, you know, it brought to light, I think, Donald Trump's main beef with the media, which is that it's a two-way street, this question of respect and honesty. Yeah. And he has felt for quite some time, I think, that a lot of people in the mainstream media, for want of a better phrase, are absolutely determined to bring him down. And I think he's got a point. I think some of them absolutely are. And they were in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Their candidate didn't win. And now they are utterly determined to bring the Trump presidency crashing down. So you have a war between the media and the White House, the like of which I've certainly never seen before. And it's pretty dangerous all round.
And that was pretty much right after the election. And Piers Morgan gave... That was part one of what was part two. So I want to play the second part. Then I want to play what Joe Scarborough, says about the talking about the media with fake news as if you can actually believe this guy. But he actually made a comment that makes sense as well. But here's the second part of Piers Morgan in his interview with Hannity.
From the moment that Donald Trump decided to run, you know, he was, for about 4 or 5 months, the only gig in town. CNN and all the other networks were racing to give him as much airtime as they could possibly give him. This, of course, fueled the monster. And then when the moment came when they thought, oh, God, hang on, he might actually win, then rather like Dr. Frankenstein, they thought, we've got to kill him off. But by then, Trump, the nominee, was gone. He was off and racing around America. And he became unstoppable. And I noticed in the last few months of that campaign, it got more and more virulent. You know, papers like the New York Times, frankly, I thought were a complete disgrace. They weren't even pretending to be anything but in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And I found that, as a journalist, pretty obscene to watch, actually. So for the New York Times and others now to be saying, oh, poor us, you know, we're the innocent parties here. Donald Trump is annihilating the media and breaking down the First Amendment and so on. It's pretty rich, I think, given the way that they themselves conducted themselves as the supposed paper of record. So I think that there is fault on both sides here. I think that it is dangerous and toxic, and I think that the media have got to start showing President Trump a bit more respect, and he in turn and his White House operation have got to show the media a bit more respect, and they've all got to move on.
Well, I disagree that Trump needs to show the media more respect. The media needs to respect itself and start reporting the truth. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I want to play Joe Scarborough talking about the media. Actually, you know what? That clip's too long. I don't want to play. Plus, I don't care. I think we've made the point, right, that the media has been its own worst enemy. But here's what I want to go on in talking about this particular article, because The Guardian went on to talk about, because as I mentioned earlier, Yahoo, let me look at it real quick. BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett all laid off multiple people. And The Guardian explains the problem. They said revenue per click, the business strategy that had informed digital publishers for years, was effectively pronounced DOA this year, as leading players in the sector, once viewed as future of journalism, announced deep cuts. In letter headline, difficult changes, BuzzFeed founder and chief executive Jonah Peretti said the company would reduce headcount by 15%, or about 250 jobs. So they now have only 1,100 employees globally. They made its numbers last year after missing them in 2017, but Peretti told employees revenue growth was not enough to be successful in the long term. He had to reduce costs. We can thrive and control our own destiny without ever needing to raise funding again. At the same time, Verizon said it's going to trim 7% of headcount, 800 people from its media unit, which includes Huffington Post, Yahoo, and AOL. Another signal of distress came Friday when Warner Media announced it would close its digital investment arm, Warner Media Investments. Job losses followed sales or cuts at MIC, Refinery 29, and elsewhere. But publishing as a whole had already shrunk sharply. By some estimates, the shift to digital has resulted in an overall reduction of business from 50 to 80%. Now, they could solve the problem immediately, all of them, by simply reporting the truth. One of my friends tweeted this. He says, if I had a brick for every story CNN had to retract, I could build a wall. I told you guys of my story with Clarence Thomas. I don't need to recount it again, but the media is a lie. Yeah. Nobody fact-checked Clarence Thomas's story, by the way, and said, you know what, he never said that. There's nobody can even come up with a source. It was a lie. This correction that's happening is long overdue. How long have we endured a media completely in bed with leftism? Let me answer for you. It's been decades. And then came the media dragon slayer, Donald Trump, the unrelenting branding machine who dare call the media what it is, fake news. So now, hundreds of leftists search for work. They enter the real world where make-believe isn't going to cut it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.